Hi guys, this is Steven here. I'm with Jared again, and today we're going to talk about both the Sony conference and the Nintendo Direct that took place yesterday, and the day before. And we have a lot of stuff to discuss here, so we're going to jump right in, and we're going to start with the Sony press conference that took part Monday night. So what are your overall thoughts about that conference, Jared?
Well, I thought that it started off ridiculously slow. I was like, oh my God, here we go. Because, I understand they talked a little bit about Vita, but honestly, what they talked about with Vita, it's over, guys. Sorry, but the dream is dead. They didn't announce, anything for Vita that could possibly spur sales. They said it will be the big companion for the PlayStation 3 and whatever there, but yeah, that conference will not be remembered for the Vita, I'll tell you that, which is kind of sad because I actually I think that system has a lot of potential, and it's never going to be realized now. It's plainly obvious. And then when they were talking all about the PS3 and stuff, I get it, because Sony has always been like that, right? Like, the PlayStation 1 existed for years into the PlayStation 2's life and the PS2. I mean, God of War 2 came out, I think it was, either right before or right after the PS3 launch. So it makes sense for them to talk about that. But obviously, I didn't give a crap about any of that stuff. I was like, can we please move on? And then they started talking about the PlayStation 3 in terms of, all that other jazz there. And that really, almost killed it for me. I was like, oh, my God, this is so boring. I was texting you. I'm like, this is horrible. I'm like, please, someone get Andrew House off the stage. But then, when they show the hardware, it's funny because it's a parallelogram, for those that don't know. But what took me back with the hardware was the fact that it's significantly smaller than the Xbox One. It's thinner, it's still a box, basically, but just a slanted box. And, I was surprised by that. I don't know why. We know the specs inside, that it's a really powerful machine, and I was really surprised by that, shape. Now, the second half, I'll talk about after you. What did you think of the first half?
Well, the first half, like you said, was with conferences. What I find with conferences is that there's a lot of filler. There's a lot of filler in those things. So I'm not a big fan of those. I usually, when I watch a conference, I will multitask. I'll either, play my DS or Vita or whatever, or just surf on the web or something, just in while waiting for the big announcements to come. Because a lot of time they spent just high-fiving each other and stuff like that, and I just hate that stuff. There's always I'm also quite tired of something that seems to be happening a lot, this year and the year before, is that every single game they always have to mention, oh, we have this exclusive shoe you can wear in this game only on this system. It's like, we don't care about these exclusive DLC items, or just stop talking about them. Everybody has some exclusive kind of thing that doesn't matter at all. And like you said, I was really, really waiting for them to talk about the PlayStation 4. And when they did, things started to get a lot more interesting. For me, though, what did it is when the Sony guys came around and they showed off Final Fantasy 13 Versus, which ended up being Final Fantasy 15, which I thought was really nice, but I'm not that big of a fan of the series anymore, but it still was pretty cool to see. But as soon as I saw the Disney icon, I jumped from joy. I said, my girlfriend was right beside me, and I said, finally, because I knew right away that it was Kingdom Hearts 3, a game that I've wanted for so long. You have to remember, we haven't seen a new Kingdom Hearts game since Kingdom Hearts 2, which was on the PlayStation 2. So they skipped an entire generation, and now we're finally going to see Kingdom Hearts 3. Kingdom Hearts is one of my favorite RPG series. It's definitely in the top five. It's one of those games that just perfectly blends the maturity and the child in you. So as soon as that was announced, I was in.
Yeah, me too. What, like, I texted you. I was like, finally! It was like, it's about freaking time. The only other, like, series that comes to mind where it skipped, like, a whole... I know there's several, but, like, Metroid, you know? Where it, like, skipped the whole flipping generation. So I'm really happy about that. What did you think of the box itself? Like, were you surprised that it was that small, or you didn't give a crap?
No, I didn't give much crap because I didn't see it in my hands, and if I don't see it in my hands, I don't have it. I'm not good with proportions, so I don't know what size it was, but they should have compared it to a PS3 controller.
Exactly. You see? That's what I'm saying. All right. So for the rest, I'm gonna be a Debbie Downer here, okay? I'm going to surprise people. I actually did not think that the PlayStation 3 stuff was incredible.
Four.
I didn't think that the PS4 stuff, like, rocked my world. Like, we had already heard of Killzone. We had already heard of, you know, like, those Drive Club, Knack, I think it's called, and Infamous. And, like, I'm happy. Like, I like what I'm seeing and stuff like that. But for a reveal, like, this is your time to, like, you know, blow out the gates and stuff like that. Just like with Microsoft, the only difference with Microsoft was at least they showed more new IPs, I thought. Maybe I was watching something else. But, like, Sony from first-party studios, all we pretty much got was that new game there where it takes place. It's like a cyberpunk type thing. It takes place in the past, steampunk rather. It takes place in the past, but they have like futuristic weapons and stuff. That was pretty much the only new piece of software we saw from like the, what, 12 like first party developers that are working on PS4 stuff. So that kind of, I don't want to say disappointed, but I was surprised that we didn't get, like, you know, oh, here's like just a teaser of what Naughty Dog's working on. Here's like something that, you know, like the guys at Santa Monica Studio are working on. Here's what this, here's what that. You know what I mean? Like, I was kind of surprised in that sense. I know that the year is still long. We still have the European Games Conference to dish out. There's still the Tokyo Game Show. So I get that. But I will say that I was a little surprised by that, only by that. Now, one thing that Sony did before, you know, we get to the big crux of it that I really liked was the indie side. Many people don't understand what's so important about that. But of all the news that Sony mentioned, that's actually the third biggest, like, thing that they announced. And it is shocking. Because self-publishing your titles, if you're an indie developer, like if Steven and I just decided, you know what, we're going to make our own game today. If I want to release that game on the Xbox 360, it is a huge hurdle. I have to get licensed from them. Then there's like a whole publishing scheme that's going to go. They're going to take like all my money. It's like a huge thing. But with PlayStation, they're like, you can self-publish. All you got to do is four easy steps. And you basically just register with them, make sure that you're, you know, you incorporate your site, your business, so you don't get screwed. Ooh, excuse me, surprise yawn there. And then you're good to go. Like, you can just go ahead and release your game on the PlayStation Network. Yeah, it's going to get licensed and whatnot, but it's like way easier. And I love the fact that they highlighted those individual people. Because to those guys and to the indie community, that is a massively huge big deal. And for those that don't think the indie scene is like really big, all you got to do is turn on your smartphone and go to the quote-unquote app store and take a look at all those games. 98% of the games that are on there are from indie developers. So that was huge news on Sony's part. I'm going to just throw it before we get into the, you know, the main two big things there. Did you like that, or what did you think of that?
Well, that was pretty good, because some of the best games we play are usually from indie developers. Like, I don't know what qualifies as indie developers, like, yeah, that was pretty good. I like Minecraft is one of my favorite games, and it came from somebody's basement, so.
Well, exactly. And to think, man, an indie developer is like your guacamole, man. That's an indie developer.
Yeah, that was something I was going to mention, but I wasn't sure if that counted.
Yeah, that counts. And that's why, like, to me, that was very smart. Like, that was very, very smart. But okay, let's get into it. So, obviously, the biggest, like, shock, I think, to anyone, and this is so disappointing that this is a shock, okay? The fact that the whole internet exploded, that the number one trending topic on Twitter was, like, you know, PlayStation 3, E3, or whatever it was, I'm actually sad that our like industry has come to this, but anyway, Jack Trenton comes out and just says basically he systematically attacks the Xbox One in terms of the digital rights management restrictions, lending used games, all that jazz. He basically comes out and is like pow, 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 one thing at a time, saying PlayStation 3 is not going to require you to go online. It's not going to require you to, you know, like, well, basically any of the restrictions that the Xbox One has. And they even went so far as to, after the conference, they released a sharing video. And it's so hilarious. I don't know if you've seen it, Steven, but yeah. It's classic. I love that. It's just basically one guy handing the game to another guy. And he's like, thanks. And now this is huge because this basically attacks the number one thing going against the Xbox One, and the thing that the whole internet exploded about was, like, you know, basically consumers were losing their rights if you buy an Xbox One. You don't know what's going to happen to your games. Like, in 10 years from now, if those servers are gone, do we lose, like, access to the games we paid for? I personally doubt it. I think Microsoft will go ahead and, you know, just release them, that you'll be fine. But the question is, you don't know. The other thing is, you've lost freedom. Like, for example, if a game was given to me, and I wanted to give it to Steven like I did with The Last of Us, I couldn't do that because I could only trade it once. Like, I'd have to literally give him the game, and then that's it. Then he can't move it. He can't give it back to me. It's like, well, F you. Like, too bad. And so that was really big, big, huge, mind-blowing, and the crowd was going nuts, and the internet was going nuts. And I was very happy because had Sony joined Microsoft, they basically would have forced the entire industry into that new digital rights management and restrictions, and we would have been totally screwed. However, several days later, looking, like, you know, back on this, I can't help but feel sad because I can't believe we're all so excited for something that we've had since the 70s. It just goes to show that you truly do not know what you've got until it's gone.
Yeah, that, I thought that was extremely smart of Sony to end like that. Because basically, Microsoft gave them a freebie. Because Sony, what they said at the end, like you said, is something that was available on PS3, was available on the Atari 2600 and all that crap. All they said was, well, the PS4 is going to work just like the PS3. But they said it in like 15 minutes, and every time they announced something, everybody was roaring and clapping for something that should be in a system. So it was pretty smart for them to take advantage of the fact that Microsoft is in a pretty big trouble right now. And the other thing they did was say, and not only just that, but our console, which is arguably like more powerful than the Xbox One, will be $100 cheaper and won't have any of those restrictions that the other one has. So right there, for me, I think they pretty much solidified the fact that I think I'm going to go with the PS4 and the Xbox One. Well, I don't need that.
Yeah, man, that was the final thing. When Andrew, I knew it. When Andrew House came out, because, like, I was doing the live blog thing, and I was saying, like, with Ahmed there, I was like, holy crap, like, they just, like, they're going to get so much press from just the announcement on the DRM and the restriction stuff, which, like you say, I mean, we've had it since day one. It's so stupid that that's a selling feature, but they didn't even need to do what they did with the price. They didn't need to. They could have said $4.99. They wouldn't have got, like, you know, all the cheers and stuff like that, but it wouldn't have mattered. It would have been enough because of the the DRM. But when Andrew House came out and said, here at PlayStation, we believe in value. When he said that, I was like, oh man, they're going to do it. And then he's like, and I'm very pleased to announce that the PlayStation 3 would be $399. I was like, wow, man. Like, that was it. And that is it. Like, I don't, like, you can talk about the rest of the conference. You can talk about the rest of E3. But that systematic attack against the Xbox One was, in my opinion, the biggest, like, wow moment of E3 in probably 20 years. Like, that was, I can't believe it. Like, basically Microsoft gave them not only this E3, but they if they play this correctly, they may have just given them the entire generation, because to come back from this is going to be exceedingly hard to do. But I do have some good news for all you Xbox fans who are listening to this. Basically, yesterday, which was the first official day of E3, a lot of reporters went over to the third parties and were like, hey, are you responsible for all the restrictions in the Xbox One? And, like, when you're put on the spot, like, we're talking the head guys of, like, EA and stuff like that, what do you think they're going to say? They're going to come out and be like, yeah, of course we are. And so all of them are like, no, you know, we don't believe in restricting players. We believe strongly in the used games market because of, you know, people on a lesser income and all this jazz. And because they're saying this, it's actually putting Microsoft in a worse and worse and worse position. Because it's like, okay, Microsoft told the world that it was all up to the publishers. They would decide. However, built into the hardware were all these restrictions. And now we're finding out, apparently, I don't really believe them, but the third parties are like, no, it's nothing to do with us. We prefer, like, you know, open systems and this and that and all this jazz. It's because they don't want to get the bad PR. That's what this is all about. And the good news for you Microsoft fans is this. I believe Microsoft will try and sell you the Xbox One as is. I do. I believe that they want that control. And I think, come next Christmas, okay, next holiday season, I will be very, very surprised if the Xbox One has all these restrictions in place. Because I have a feeling that this holiday season, they're going to get absolutely crushed. But that's hard to say because you know, the amount of consoles that are actually released are going to be kind of, you know, they're not going to be that many, but I think by the time summer rolls around, I'm pretty sure PlayStation 4 will have, like, a very big, like, lead over the Xbox One, and I will not be surprised if Microsoft backpedals on their restrictions. So that's the good news I have for you Xbox fans. I will be shocked if all these restrictions are still in place by next year. I'll be absolutely shocked.
Okay, well, good. Now let's try and move on with the Nintendo stuff now, since I want this to not last over an hour.
Oh, come on.
So, the Nintendo, instead of doing a conference, like we all know, they did just a simple direct. There was some issues with the feedback, though, since so many people tried to view it at the same time. I think you had a lot of trouble actually viewing it, but when all the dust is settled, I think what they showed was pretty solid. They didn't go for like fireworks, but they just simply showed games and games and games for a brief amount of time, which I thought was perfect for me, because there was no blah 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 and no high-fiving. It was just straight to the point. And from what I can conclude with that conference is that the Wii will actually start to get a quality game per month starting this August. And it's about the same strategy that they did with the 3DS. And if they start to get some sales, we can finally, maybe Nintendo can get back on track with the Wii U. Because there's a lot of good games, especially Super Mario 3D World. I was a huge fan of Super Mario 3D Land. And they're doing the same thing on the Wii U. It looks absolutely stunning with HD visuals. And the game looks like it will be a blast to play. My only issue with it is, again, Nintendo, with their stupid mindset, will put it only on online multiplayer. They won't let it be local. They put it only local multiplayer. They won't allow online multiplayer for some reason that nobody understands. But another thing I want to talk is that they started the conference with Pokemon X and Y, which is probably my most anticipated game of the year. And they reviewed the big stuff right away, that there was going to be a new type of Pokemon, right, in the new installment of Pokemon X and Y. There hasn't been a new type, just for you, Jared, since you don't really know the series, since Pokemon Go and Silver was released. I think that was in 2000 or 99. So it's been almost like 15 years since they introduced a new type in this series. So that was pretty big. But the rest of the conference pretty much talked about Wii U games, and I'll let you chime in your thoughts.
Okay, I didn't even know that Super Mario 3D World, like, what platform is that coming to?
The Wii U.
Exactly. I didn't even know that until late last night. I didn't know that because it was so bad, the feed that I was watching at first, okay? I was like, what the WTF is going on? Like, I thought that was on the DS. I didn't know that was on the Wii U. So I was like, well, this is disappointing, you know? I'm like, what the hell? Because by the time the feed started, it was like they were talking about all games that I had already known about. And I was like, wow, guys, great job here. You know, I'm like, do you have anything in the works? But, yeah, when I rewatched it, I only rewatched it really late last night on my phone coming home. And I was like, okay, cool. Like, I felt like a total moron. But anyways, it's a very good thing we did this today. That's all I got to say. But yeah, no, it's exactly like you said, man. I actually enjoyed their direct more than any of the conferences, believe it or not, because it's like you say, it's straight to the point. The only thing that I missed was the cheering. That's the only thing, because like I'm a big fan of, like, you know, that kind of stuff. I like to see people's reactions and whatever. But yeah, I mean, we've got a solid release now. Basically from August onward, we've got Wind Waker HD, we've got Donkey Kong coming up in November. When is Mario, by the way?
I think it's in December.
Okay, so December. Yeah, man, that's going to rock. That's going to be awesome. So if you're really excited for any of these games, well, now's the time to pick up a Wii U. Got to admit, though, I'm a little surprised that they kept the price point as is. I'm kind of shocked by that, actually. But
yeah, but they just learned that the PS4's price point, maybe they have still a lot of time to change their strategy, maybe. Because like I told you right before, I was like, they'll change the basic to a $199 and the deluxe to $299, and they didn't even come close announcing that. But I think that's what's going to happen in the near future. Maybe not this holiday, but by next summer, I'm pretty sure we're going to see that price point up.
Yeah.
The thing I just want to quickly mention is that although there was not that many surprises, like they announced, I think, we saw one new IP from Monolith Software.
Yep.
But besides that, all we saw was games from franchise we already know. But they did show off Mario Kart 8. Like, I wasn't expecting them to show off such a lengthy trailer. And from what I've seen, I think it's a pretty, it's an early 2014 release, and the game looks awesome. Again, it's HD Nintendo, and I know we should have been playing Nintendo HD games for years, but the sad truth is we weren't. But now that we're finally seeing those games in HD, it just brings a smile to my face, and that game looked awesome. They also saw a new Donkey Kong Country game from Retro again, which looked like amazing. From what I understand, though, it might be just a download-only title, but whatever, it's still an awesome game. And then there's that wonderful 101 game, which, honestly, I'm not really that interested in, which will hit in September. So there's tons of Wii U games coming this year. They announced quite a few for 2014, too, so thought it was perfect. I'm not sure if they're doing another Direct, though, because I would have liked to see some 3DS stuff as well. I'm sure there's going to be a lot on the E3 floor. I've already seen a lot of videos on the A Link Between Two Worlds, which is the sequel to A Link to the Past, and a lot of other games. So, but I would like direct just console reading on the 2DS too, but probably that will happen like before Christmas or something.
Yeah, man, probably. I have nothing else. I mean, they did a really good job, and I just hope that people, you know, take notice, especially, you know, if you are looking to get a next-gen console. I mean, the Wii U is really, it's a really fun system to mess around with. I mean, it's a really fun system to play. And like Steven, like you say, I mean, I'm pretty sure they're going to lower the price. There's no way they're going to want to be that close to PlayStation 4. I don't think that's a wise business move. But yeah, I mean, it has none of the DRM BS, you know, people keep forgetting about that, but like everyone was so excited on PlayStation 4 about no DRM, no restrictions. Well, the Wii U is exactly the same. It has no restrictions and no DRM and any of that crap. So, you know, you don't have to worry if that's a concern to you. But that's it. I'm out. So you close this.
All right. Well, perfect. I guess we'll probably do a podcast on you next week. And I hope you enjoy all the content that's been coming out on the site lately. And we'll see you in the next one.
Okay. Bye, guys.